Janelle Fort is a reporter for News Nation who has been following this case since day one. Hi, Janelle. Welcome to WGN in Chicago.
Hey, John. How are you doing this morning?
Good. We went through the Rittenhouse trial very closely up here. The jury instructions are amazingly complicated and even seemingly contradictory at times.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have to remember, you know, in this case, there's three defendants. They're being tried all together. Each of them are being charged with 9 counts. So they're really having to give the jury very intricate instruction here.
The father, the son, and then the friend who took the video, Roddy Bryan. So where should we start? I guess the prosecution makes their case, then the defense, and the prosecution gets one last word. How did the prosecution make their case? What were their closing arguments like?
Well, you know, they painted Greg and Travis McMichael and William Roddy Bryan as vigilantes who unlawfully took police powers into their own hands. They argued that these three men chased Ahmaud Arbery that day solely because he was a black man running through their neighborhood. And then furthermore, that it wasn't warranted that they used that excessive force. They put out those shotguns at Arbery when he resisted them. You know, the defense kind of argues that this is a legitimate citizen's arrest. That's a law that is now defunct here in Georgia following this case. But they're saying even under that law, these men were unwarranted in the actions that they carried out that day last February.
They're claiming self-defense?
Yeah, self-defense under this citizen's arrest law. So essentially, because they, in this case, they said that they believe that Arbery had been burglarizing homes in their neighborhood, that they were chasing him down to try and detain him, question him about those burglaries, and then hold him for police to get there. They say that self-defense claim comes in when Arbery and Travis McMichael had that struggle over the shotgun and Travis McMichael shot him.
The prosecutor, Linda Donalowski, I saw a little bit of her closing remarks and I thought she does have a lot of facts, if you will, on her side. When they asked Travis, did you see him steal anything? Do you know him? Do you know anything about his history at that time? Was he a known thief? Did he approach you? Was he armed? I mean, everything that might lead a person to get a gun and shoot somebody, he didn't have on his side, and yet he shot him. And again, the defense gets to make their case, but at least on the prosecution side, she played it out that way. Just let the facts tell the story. What else did you hear her say?
Really just that this was all unwarranted, that they targeted Arbery based on assumptions, and they say that largely those assumptions had to do with the fact that Arbery was black. This is a case where race is really clearly at the forefront here. One of the things that we've seen throughout this case, though, is that race has been left out of a lot of the proceedings here. But outside of this, you know, this is something that's overarching. This is something that is a big part of the conversation surrounding this case.
The woman that I saw, I don't know her name, their attorney, Travis's attorney, the blonde-haired gal, do you know who I'm talking about?
Laura Hogg. She's actually Gregory McMichael's attorney.
Got it. I saw her saying things along this line. You know, do we want to live in the kind of world where we just have to lay back and be victim to people that we believe are robbing and stealing from us? And if you see somebody and you want to make a good faith effort to make a citizen's arrest or stop them, they did call the police, let's not fault people for trying to do good. I heard her say things along those lines. What else did you hear the defense say?
She also had a comment that is, you know, garnering a lot of attention. She made some incendiary comments about Ahmaud Arbery's hygiene while blaming him for his own death. That was a big overarching theme from the defense in this, is that they're blaming him for the way he responded when the McMichaels and Bryan approached him. But at one point she said, in his khaki shorts and his long socks and his long, dirty toenails. Really trying to build Ahmaud Arbery up as this big, black, scary man that was this huge threat to this community. So really trying to play off of that with this jury.
Was it Travis who said, I saw him grit his teeth, the anger in his face, that sort of thing?
Yep, absolutely.
And when did that occur? Because then, as I understand it, Arbery goes around the back of the truck to one side. Travis comes out the truck and goes to the other side. They meet in the front of the vehicle now, as maybe Arbery is trying to, quote-unquote, get away, and as McMichael is trying to stop him. and then a struggle ensues. But we don't have clear video of that struggle, do we?
No, we don't. And there was a couple of times that were brought up in court where they believe that there might have been something obstructing Arbery from going any further from in front of that truck as well. So there was a lot about the vantage points there from that video, but then also why Arbery couldn't get away at that point. And the prosecutors brought up the fact that, you know, Travis McMichael at this point is armed. So it was kind of a fight or flight effort from Ahmaud Arbery at that point.
It does sound a little bit like the Rittenhouse case in that the person with the gun says, I need to defend myself from this man who's coming at me. And the man who's coming at that person says, I have to do something. He has a gun and he might shoot me. I need to defend myself. If it plays out in the jurors' minds that way, almost as if they're mutual combatants, then maybe that plays well for the McMichaels.
Yeah, and that's the thing. The prosecutors are really working hard to show the McMichaels and Bryan as the aggressors in this, saying that this wasn't self-defense because they were the ones that were being aggressive towards Ahmaud Arbery, and that Ahmaud Arbery was actually the one in this case that was acting in self-defense.
We'll watch you on News Nation, Janelle. I appreciate your time today. Maybe we'll catch up later this week as the jury deliberates.
Absolutely. Have a great rest of your day.